You're listening to Goretzky's Haunting Symphony No. 3. That's the soundscape for one of the first events of the 2020 New Zealand Festival of the Arts program, and it's one of curator Lemmy Ponifacio, one that he says has taken on a new meaning for him since the March 15th attacks. Dancers from his internationally renowned company joined the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra in the one-night-only show. This year, the festival has invited three curators to create the program: American singer and multimedia artist Laurie Anderson and New Zealand's own Brett McKenzie are responsible for the second and third weeks. So what else is in store in week one? Here is Standing Room Only presenter Lynn Freeman. Lynn.
Hey, kia ora.
Kia ora, what have we got?
Well, technically the first event is on right now, the Pōwhiri for the Artist. It's a bit drizzly out there, but that won't stop the emotion of the event. And then tonight, as you mentioned, Goretzky's Symphony No. 3, Symphony of Sorrowful Songs. The NZSO is playing. There's a soprano from Syria, and Lemmy Ponifacio's dancers from his company, Mao, will be joining them on stage. Lemmy's choreography is hypnotic, it's slow, repetitive, very emotional. So that and the music, I think this will be an exciting one-off performance. And then he's got a very busy kind of first week, Lemmy, but something different. He's created the first conference, full-on conference for the New Zealand Festival. Usually we have show after show after show. This week it's a week of talk. He wants critical conversations and deep listening. There are two events. There's Talona Mo, which is starting on Monday, a gathering of 2 days at Te Papa with big-name speakers from around the world. Costs up to $550 a ticket, so that will exclude some, though he has offered 40 scholarships. But it'll be a high-calibre conversation. I'm hoping it won't be a talk fest. I don't think it will be. They'll come up with some ideas, some concepts. These are creative thinkers, yeah, of course. And also, and this is exciting too, I think, we've got Te Ata starting tomorrow. This is a week of talks based in Porirua, has one of the youngest populations in New Zealand. Lots of guest speakers, national and international, mainly, though, young voices. Young voices of the future talking about their hopes and dreams and their creative thinking. And Lemmy's got another show on, and we're very lucky. Jerusalem is coming up. This is opening on Saturday, world premiere. It will go on a world tour. Lemmy is certainly known better internationally probably than he is here at home. This work he will describe as a ceremony rather than dance or theatre. It's not political or religious commentary. He says it's a meditation on the universal tensions between love and hate, life and death, idealism and reality. And I don't know, time is short, but running up this weekend, lots of writers. There's 3 weeks of writers. This is another first for this festival. It's breaking all the rules. So we've got something like, I think, 9, 10, 11 speakers in the first weekend as well, Corin. So something for everybody. Thought-provoking, lots
fantastic
of conversation.
Fantastic, looking forward to that. And you'll be back, hopefully, to give us another update later on
Monday
as the festival progresses. Brilliant.
Indeed.